Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our next guest we've had on a bunch in the past, Christopher Price, has covered the Patriots for 21 years. His career is old enough to drink. We only bring on the best. Chris, how are you doing today? Boston Globe treating you well?
They are, man. It's a pretty good gig. They let me write about what I want to write about. And, you know, there's a team here that's just interesting enough to be newsworthy on a regular basis. So I get on the front page from time to time. So it's all good.
A new old coach in Vrabel and maybe the next one at quarterback. Do Patriots fans think that Drake May might not be the next Tom Brady, but might be the next franchise guy? And what are you seeing out of the young guy?
Look, he's never going to be Brady. And I think that a lot of people have finally kind of come to terms with that. But they're also comfortable in the fact that he's not the next Mac Jones. I'll put it that way. So he's somewhere in the middle, at least right now, probably closer to Brady than Mac Jones, especially after last week. Look, he continues to kind of find this upward trajectory, which is nice. And I do a podcast with Chris Hogan, and Hogan has said, like, look, the offense is not right now. The offense is not perfect, but it's certainly headed in the right direction with a guy like May, because we saw last week against the Dolphins finally kind of lean into that athleticism. He ran for a touchdown. He threw for two more. His pocket presence is improving. Last year, if things started to break down, he would have taken off like a scalded dog. Now he kind of moves and adjusts and finds the open receiver. You're starting to see more and more positives out of him, which I think leads a lot of people around here to believe that he could very well be the next guy. The biggest question, and we saw some of it last week, the biggest question is his ability to mesh with Josh McDaniels. And I think we're starting to see that more and more come through. Again, last week I thought was a great sign in his overall development.
Yeah, that's my next question. Was Josh McDaniels, I mean, what is his third or fourth time around being the Patriots offensive coordinator?
Third time.
Do people believe in him getting the most out of Drake May for the full term, not just right now and not just this season, but for Drake May's career as the Patriots' starting quarterback? Do people believe that Josh McDaniels can be that vessel for him playing at a high level?
I think there's more optimism than pessimism when it comes to the long-term future of Josh McDaniels and Drake May working together. Again, you know, this is a guy who continues to kind of move in the right direction. I think the opener was a little bit rough, and McDaniels kind of put it on his shoulders because I think they called three running plays in the second half. Now, part of that is just because of, you know, the flow of the game, but there was a concern that his skill set would not mesh with what Josh wanted, or, you know, kind of the game plan or the offensive philosophy that Josh McDaniels has. But so far, with a handful of series against the Raiders in the opener, it's looked okay. It has. It's looked okay. And again, I think there's more reason for optimism here when you talk about Drake May and Josh McDaniels working together. At the very least, you know, you talk about the short term. At the very least, a lot of people around here give Josh McDaniels the benefit of the doubt because he was the one guy who was able to unlock Mac Jones for a year. He got him to the playoffs. And so, look, if he can do that with Mac Jones, he can certainly do that with a guy who I think is better than Mac.
Christopher, I wanted to ask you about the Patriots defense specifically. I know here in Pittsburgh we've spent a lot of time talking about the Steelers' inability to stop the run, pressure the quarterback, all that stuff. There's a pretty good amount of concern here. What's it like in New England? What's been the strength and weakness of the defense, and sort of what have been any conversations up there leading, you know, around the Steelers' offense?
The strength is the front four, specifically guys like Milton Williams and Christian Barmore and Harold Landry. Those guys have done a really good job getting after the quarterback. The front end has done its job when it comes to getting pressure on opposing passers. They're one of the best pass rush teams so far through two games in the National Football League, which is astounding because last year they had 19 sacks all season. They were the worst team in the league when it comes to getting after the quarterback. The biggest difference, and you guys are going to see this on Sunday, the biggest difference with this defensive front, it's all about pushing upfield. Under Belichick and Mayo, the front four, it was more about occupying space, you know, the traditional kind of Vince Wilfork guys, the Tommy Kelly guys, the Ted Washington guys, where they would kind of occupy two and three blockers, and then that would open things up for linebackers to kind of fly around and make plays. This group, it's all about pushing upfield. It's all about getting after the quarterback, and that's resulted in kind of some swings and misses in the backfield, but at the same time, it's resulted in a lot more sacks this year than they've had in an awful long time. The struggles that they've had are on the back end. They've had some turnover at safety. Kyle Duggar is not playing anywhere as much as he used to. You guys know, I mean, they released Jabril Peppers. He's there. And then the fact that Christian Gonzalez has been out for the first two games at corner. They're really talented young quarterback. He went down with a hamstring issue early in training camp. The question this week is, he returned to practice. He returned to padded practice for the first time since July this week. If he can get enough snaps underneath him where he can play, you know, not the whole game. He's not going to go wire to wire. At least I don't think he's going to go wire to wire against the Steelers. But if he can be out there for a handful of snaps, that changes what they can do all across the board because they can play more man. They can take more chances up front. And again, that has been the strength and the weakness for that group. The other thing, too, and I'll mention this, the linebackers have been a little spotty when it comes to missed tackles. Chris Schnells and Robert Spillane have struggled in that department. I think part of it is just because they face two of the fastest teams on the planet, and the Raiders and the Dolphins right out of the gate. But I think that's also something to look for come Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Christopher Price from the Boston Globe, one of the best beat writers in the country, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Did you say before you host a podcast with Hogan, with Chris?
Yeah,
Hogan?
I know. That's a tough name in Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Just 9 catches, 180 yards, and 2 touchdowns in an AFC Championship game. I think he's still open somewhere.
We used to call him 7-11
because he was always open. Mm-hmm. Did you play with Hogan?
Buffalo.
In Buffalo. Yep. Oh, my God.
Hogan's the man. Hogan's the man.
He sucks, Chris.
he's the best. And look, it's funny. We've joked on our podcast before there's the Chris Hogan drinking game. How long you can go into the broadcast without mentioning the fact that Chris Hogan also played college lacrosse.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you know how broadcasters are. Like, Scotty Miller will catch a ball for the Steelers this week, and one of the broadcasters will go, "Oh, well, boy, he reminds me of that Chris Hogan," for one reason or another. All right, last thing here for you. Jabril Peppers, we only saw him on special teams last week. I think he's going to get a little bit more he will get some playing time on the defense this week. Does he stink? Why did the Patriots cut him loose?
You know, we still haven't been able to get to the bottom of that, and that is a big question around here. That's been a huge question around here for, you know, ever since they cut him loose, because they gave him a big deal last year, and he was coming off a couple of good years. He was like a Bill guy. He was like a Bill Belichick guy. He was cut from the same cloth as like the 2003, 2004, 2005 Patriots. He was like that, you know, you can draw a line all the way back to like Lawyer Malloy, where they've had really good safety play. And he was part of that. And there was some off-field stuff last year that I'm sure you guys know about, that, you know, some a very real, very serious real-world situation. I'm not going to kind of dismiss that. But there is some conversation up here. I'll just say that, that something may have happened from my perspective. Having watched him play this spring in OTAs and this summer at camp, he still has something left in the tank. And so I think that he is a guy who the Patriots really liked the last couple of years. And we've seen Vrabel really turn over the locker room. There is no one left in that locker room now who has won a Super Bowl as a member of the Patriots. The last guys they had were Dietrich Wise, Jonathan Jones, and the long snapper Joe Cardona. He got rid of those three guys in the offseason. Didn't get rid of him, but they didn't re-sign. You know, they didn't show much interest in bringing him back. So there's also that conversation to be had, that Peppers was a leader under Mayo, under Belichick. He went back a few years, and they're doing everything they can do to kind of cut ties with the past. And so I think that's also, you know, part of it when you talk about why Jabril Peppers isn't in New England anymore. But they sure could use him when it comes to slow and tight ends, because they struggled in the opener against Brock Bowers. So I'm interested to see him. I'm interested to see how he plays, if he plays, how much he plays, and what he's going to look like moving forward. From my perspective, he's still got something to think.
Steelers have 765 tight ends, so that'll be a matchup to watch this week. Christopher Price, Boston Globe, 21st season on the beat, covering the Pats. We always appreciate it, man. Good catching up with you.
My pleasure, guys. Take care. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Yep, that's going to be great. That's Christopher Price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.